Hello and welcome to the Monday, June 29th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We only got a couple of weeks left till July 14th that we will see the last patch Tuesday for Windows Server 2003. So good time to look back at how are we doing with phasing out Windows XP. Turns out many people still use Windows XP and have come up with a couple of interesting sort of workarounds to make it still work in a somewhat secure fashion. A lot of the times Windows XP is still required, for example, if you are trying to control hardware and the like, that does require custom drivers and is very difficult to port to a more modern operating system, in particular if this is sort of one-off software. One interesting response we got from an anonymous user here is that this person's credit card processor just charges a $25 a month PCI compliance fee if you're non-PCI compliant and essentially running Windows XP, in particular running Windows XP on an internet-facing system, does violate PCI. Probably the biggest issue right now for Windows XP end users is that they can no longer connect to many HTTPS websites because they no longer support SSL version 3, in particular online banking. Actually, a reader sent us an email that a German bank sent to its customers informing them that they will turn off SSL version 3 support on their site. And with that, they also set up a little test site where users could check if their system does support HTTPS connections without SSL version 3. And then we got a post by Didier about a new application, actually an update to an existing application that he wrote, Acar Gen. Acar is a little test string, a test file that can be used to test antivirus engines. It's essentially a harmless static string that all antivirus engines are supposed to test. Now, the original motivation to create Acar Gen was that it's actually kind of hard to keep a copy of the string for testing on your system because, well, obviously antivirus will keep deleting it. So that's why Didier wrote Acar Gen, but then actually antivirus engines did start triggering on the tool itself. No problem, just do the same thing viruses do and obfuscate the code to make it harder to detect, and now it's working again. The nice thing about this script is it creates a Acar string in various formats like PDFs, Word documents and such, so you can make sure that you're testing all these different file formats correctly. And more virtual machine escape, this time with Sen and the PCNet network device. That sort of generic network driver that's being used by Sen. Now, the problem here is the patch apparently isn't necessarily available as an individual patch, but instead you have to update to the next minor release from 4.5 to 4.5.1, which does also include 100 other improvements, so not just the patch itself. And Peter at Sucuri is writing about an interesting investigation into exploits against the Magento open source e-commerce platform. I talked about this vulnerability a couple of weeks ago. This platform is sort of part of the eBay empire, not necessarily running eBay, but it's something that people can get from eBay to run their own e-commerce stores. Well, there was a vulnerability and that's now being exploited to inject PHP code into the application. That PHP code will look for specific requests, extract all post data from the request, look for credit card data. Now, the interesting part is how it's being saved on the system. First of all, it's being encrypted using a public key, so we have public-private cryptography here, and then it's also saved as a fake JPEG image. So the extension matches, has the right header, but the actual content is not a valid image, it's just the encrypted credit card data. The attacker then has a separate method how they can access the data, just again through a code that was added using the vulnerability. So pretty neat way to exfiltrate the data. And that's it for today. And talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.